because of me, but you stay with me.
Right, and they'll line it up with you there, Frank. Thank you. Bye-bye. Frank McGuire from El Cerrito, who is the president of our KYU fan club at Portola Junior High, calling in. Remember, if you go to Portola Junior High, get on the phone right now and call LA51960. Not this number. LA51960. Frank also gave us an answer. Somebody asked here a couple of nights back, what was the total weight of the Queen Mary? And he says 81,237 tons. 81,237 tons. Now, this record you just heard, Die Die, I would like to get some comments on it. Do you think it has the ingredients to become a big hit? It's done by the Campus Kings, and this is a group that's going to be over there in Hayward, of course, tomorrow night, with that big rock and roll dance. I told you about it once. I'll tell you about all the details a bit later on. But what do you think of that record, Die Die? Call me and let me know. Douglas 22536 or Exbrook 72612.
Well, I've been waiting ever since it. Guess my baby's got another day. Stood up, broken hearted again. I'll bet she's up, having a ball, not even thinking of me at all. Stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know what I ought to do. I ought to find somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again. Behind, never having any fun. Stood up, broken hearted again. But I guess I'll go on being a fool, sitting around just stood up, broken hearted again. Well, I know just what I ought to do. I ought to find me somebody new. But baby, I couldn't forget about you. Stood up, broken hearted again.
I'd like to know the aptest Benjamin Franklin score. All right, who's this? Colleen Larson. Okay, Colleen, as quick as we get it, we'll give it to you.
And I'd also like to know what's on the flip side of the Merry Philosopher.
Oh, the Merry Old Philosopher?
Yes.
A bit later on tonight, I'll put that on, see.
Okay.
All right.
And, oh, well, I was wondering if, I don't know if you could do it or not, but, well, once every 2 weeks or once, oh, in some length of time, if you could have, like, or kids wrote in and requested songs, or...
Right, you mean either writing in and requesting songs?
Yeah, requesting songs.
You know, I was thinking about on Friday nights to do this. Maybe I think the way it stands now, I'm going to knock off questions on Friday nights for in favor of all of the parties. You know, the parties, and you want a lot of music and less chatter. So I think I'm going to do that on Fridays. And if I can get a couple of people here at the station to help me answer the phones and so forth, maybe we'll be able to run back and grab the records as you request them.
Yeah, maybe they could send in postcards with requests or dedications.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's something we can talk about and think about anyway.
Okay,
all right, Colleen. Thank you. Bye. Colleen Larson with a good idea. 14 and a half minutes past 9 o'clock KYA time. I got four or five comments during that last record on this Die Die for the Campus Kings and so forth. It's been very favorable. And there is three more that's very favorable. So that's about seven calls so far. And I think it's a pretty good song. It has the right stuff in it to become big. Let's go to the movies, to the movies. The Esquire Theater is featuring Babyface Nelson and the Careless Years. A pleasant day, and the rest of the year will be all just as pleasant. A new KYA fan club is starting. No, it's not starting. This is one that's already in full swing. But they're going to meet tomorrow. Aptus KYA fan club members. Tomorrow is the day in back of the clubhouse at 3:15. Sounds like an invitation for a brawl, doesn't it? Meet me in back of the clubhouse. after school. But it isn't. They're going to meet back there. So if you see a crowd, don't run over there hoping to see blood. It's going to be a meeting of the KYE fans at the Aptus. Steve Levin called in with 3:15 is the time. You may call Steve tonight up until 9:30 if you wish. How far is Jupiter from the Earth? How long does it take it to circle the sun? A couple of more questions submitted by Nancy Larson, who goes to Lowell. Oh, by gosh, by golly.
Oh, by gosh, by golly. It's time for mistletoe and holly. Tasty pheasants, Christmas presents, countryside covered with snow. Oh, by gosh, by jingle, it's time for
carols. Marion Canuto and Linda Hart. We got Marion last night.
Yeah, they have a date. Both have the kids.
They do, huh? Well, you shouldn't tell. Okay, maybe they can cure themselves in about 92 years, huh?
Okay.
All right, Cass, bye.
Okay,
Kathy Brown of Aptus, 27 past 9. I wonder if Red has that kissing disease. You think he has?
Andy, my money tree's in bloom. You can have all the $10 bills you can pick if you come over on Tuesday.
I cannot do it, Lottie.
Well, why not?
Are you dust, man? Tuesday is Red Tamale Day.
Sure, man, don't you know that? Tuesday is Red Tamale Day, and if you can best tell me why in 25 words or less, you'll win a terrific weekend. I should say that a little more, be more emphatic. A terrific weekend for two in fabulous Las Vegas.
You can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. You can make it if you try. Sometime you'll have to cry.
Exclusive, of course, it was heard first, you know, where KYA Frank Sinatra's Witchcraft. 29 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock KYA time. Here's a fellow calling long distance from San Carlos, so let's get him in. All right, Mike Stanley, you had something to say about a game, I believe.
Yes,
crap game, wasn't it? No, it was a football. What kind?
Football.
Football, yeah.
Well, this Saturday is Cappuccino High School. The Northern California All-Stars, the Pop Warner League, are playing Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
And Cappuccino playing Fort Lauderdale, Florida?
Yeah, well, the All-Stars from the Pop Warner League.
from the Pop Warner League, the All-Stars, huh? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's Saturday?
Yes, at 1:30.
What time? 1:30? What's it going to cost to see the game, eh?
Let's see, $1 for adults and 25 cents for children.
Mm-hmm. Boy, there'd be a lot of people in short pants after that day. I bet that's 75 cent savings, huh?
Yeah, well, it's all going to the Gil Lacey Memorial.
Oh, well, then wear your knickers and pay $1. Okay, Mike, anything else for us?
No.
Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye. Mike's family of San Carlos, 28 before 10 o'clock. Record time on KY. Yeah, what an ending. Yeah, yeah. They make a face at you in a funny, ugly noise. And they, well, that was nice. It was pleasant. Photograph. And snapping the musical tones there was, of course, the quartet. Get that? Snapping the musical tones. 26 before 10, KYA time. The happiest thought for any holiday get-together is eggnog. And no eggnog goes better than Golden State eggnog. This year, instead of going to all the fuss and bother of making it yourself, serve ready-made Golden State Holiday eggnog.
Teen chorus
and 21 big hip tunes.
Jamboree!
See the screen's all-out entertainment roundup. Warner Brothers
Jamboree!
Jamboree! It's now playing at the Paramount Theater San Francisco. Starts Saturday, December the 14th. The Paramount Theater is at Oakland. And that's in Oakland. Of course, for other openings, check your local newspapers. Jamboree is the name of the show. 21 minutes before 10 o'clock KYA time. The Reister girl called in, Patricia. She says that Elvis Presley's next picture is Rope Law and Not Enough Rope. I think that was real nice of her to call. She wants to join a Ricky Nelson fan club, also an Elvis Presley fan club. So at least she's not partial to anyone. Hello.
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 I would like to know why the station wagon?
Which ones?
The car, station wagons.
Yeah, I know, station wagons.
Well, I wonder why they call them station wagons.
Why did they call them station wagons?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I could get. I guess when you think of a station, maybe you think of a bus station or a train station. And always at stations, there are a lot of people. And the station wagon was made for a lot of people. And that's the only way I could connect it. There's probably a better connection, but I just can't get it right now.
And I would like to remind you that I'm going to start the Ricky Nelson fan club.
Oh, you're starting one?
Yeah.
Well, the Ricer girl can call you, can't she?
Yes.
All right, what's your number?
Mission 7.
Mission 7.
85.
785.
Yeah.
What?
Mission 785.
Yes.
1-4.
1-4.
Yeah.
All right. So you're right out in the district there for Daly City, aren't you?
Yeah.
You going to the show Sunday? To the rock and roll show?
I don't know how to get there.
You don't know how to get there?
I don't know how to get there.
There's a Mission bus that goes by. Right there, it goes right by the Mission and Alp Street. It's right on Mission and Alp there, girl. It's a War Memorial Community Center. And it's on Mission and Alp Street. Don't you know where that is? In Daly City?
No.
You don't? Well, you make some inquiries, will you? Because the Records are there, and you've heard of them, haven't you? Internationally famous?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. You come out and see them, along with the Trinkets and the Embers and the Halos, Tyrone Schmidling. Hey, have you ever heard him? He is another Jerry Lee Lewis, if not better. Plays that guitar real well. And Connie Pye will be there, along with Ben Joe Zeppa, the Campus Kings, the Del Reyes, and me. I'll sing a couple of songs just for you. Coming out? Boy, I sure hope so. I made an awful hard pitch there for 90 cents, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
See you out there.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
18 to 410.
Oh, Maestro or Private Diamond's winding up in second place tonight, just nosed out by the young fella who's coming up here right now. Hollywood Studio Furniture Stores bring you the Solid 7, number 1.
By one vote. Blue Christmas. San Francisco, 219 Sutter. In Oakland, 1938 Broadway.
People like to rock, people like to roll, but moving and grooving, gonna satisfy my soul. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
And we're going to have a party, and he did. KYA times 32 after 5 o'clock. Still taking those calls. Xbrook 72615. Xbrook 72615. It'll automatically go over to 6, so you just call Xbrook 72615. I'm concentrating on the color. What is it? Already given away one record of the stroll, another one coming. And now Greyhound offers a wonderful, delightful...
Of Sinatra, you probably said to yourself, well, Dick, you don't sound anything like Frank Sinatra. Well, perhaps. Perhaps. But look at it this way, Sinatra. In a studio down in Hollywood, the Capitol Recording Studios, these are acoustically most the best telephone microphones in the world are used. A big... And besides the fact, he's Frank Sinatra, I mean. Eddie?
My lover feels what I feel when he comes near. My
Debbie?
Heart beats so joyfully.
Eddie?
You think that he is
Debbie?
Yes, I knew it's true.
Eddie?
But I'm dreaming of Jenny.
Debbie? Eddie? Debbie?
How about the baby again? That was kind of cute.
All right, Debbie, since it's your tune, you may take it out. Is it all over? It's all over. Good. Actually, we'll complain. I already have a complaining call right here. Let's face it, you've heard this tune at least 3 million times, as many times as I have. And it seems to me that that's something that perhaps you'll never hear on any other radio station. The Horsher family. I mean, this is a family show, because as you probably know, my philosophy on life, family that stays together is the miserable family. So Eddie and Debbie and Baby Fisher, all three together, they're singing Debbie's tune. The thing that kept them alive this year. Family. And here's another complaining cough, and here's a commercial.
There's no use letting a nagging headache drag you down.
Your desire, my heart's on fire. You inspire me.
The last 2 years, but then again, she has never even met Nikita. In fact, she was married just 2 days ago to Jack. Marge, or Tanya, more than likely will wind up with Nikita through no fault of her own. Frank and Harry enter the scene this afternoon as we get underway in just one moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Winston.
For those of you who missed out between 3 and 4, I think that this afternoon we had rather an interesting interview, and I'm sorry that some of you missed it. Lou Gottlieb, a young comedian, currently at the Purple Onion, was our guest this afternoon. I found him rather fascinating, and hope that you found him as fascinating as I did. From the book of Oop-La-Ba-Doo, Oop-La-Ba-Dee, I've been with you if you've been with me. Dick Whittington with hackney cliches, jazzy jokes, and popular melodies of the day. Again tomorrow. And I suppose that our Miss Treasure Chest contest still must be open, judging by the most recent, entries. So, girls, send to me, Evelyn Whittington, care of KROW, Oakland, California, or else, if you'd like to go by a more indirect route, care of Lloyd's of London, London, England. Good night to my mother in Philadelphia, who never listens. Nyan, 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 nyan. Lots of luck in your show business career. Now I become an announcer. It's an amazing thing. If you haven't shopped at BBB...
Oh, boy. Thank God we're through with those guys for today. Stay tuned now for news headlines, local news to be followed by the sportly lines.
Hawthorne in the PM, 1260 San Francisco, KYA, the personality station. From all the folks at Lee Brothers Supermarkets, thank you for the past wonderful year.
Well, it's a mad, mad world, and I'm a real mad man. I need a mad, mad girl to hold in my hand. You gotta know what to do. I'll be willing to try what's new. If you want to be my pearl, you gotta know how to live in a mad, mad world. Well, it's a mad, mad night to play a real mad game. So let me hold you tight. And don't be tame. You gotta cool, you gotta burn. Be clever for what you learn. If you wanna be my pearl, you gotta know what to do in a mad, mad world. Moraria, porque ela perdeu a fama, aquela fama pra ti.
Oh,
ho
cercato questa Iberia Line, è fallita parecchi anni fa, ma i suoi registri sono passati ad un'altra compagnia che ha rilevato tre vecchie carcasse. Sono riuscito a trovare il libro di bordo della Mariposa alla compagnia di assicurazione. La Mariposa fu demolita e venduta per ferro vecchio 15 anni fa.
E che avete trovato nel libro di bordo di quel viaggio, eh?
Che uno dei sette uomini dell'equipaggio era stato ingaggiato all'ultimo minuto senza carte o documenti. Il capitano della Mariposa non andava tanto per il sottile, evidentemente.
Avevo bisogno di un uomo e prese il primo che trovò senza fare domande. L'uomo dette come nome John Smith.
John Smith. Ma potrebbe essere chiunque, vero? Chiunque.
Sbarcò lì a Rio de Janeiro ed è lì, proprio lì, ne ho perso le tracce.
Gracias por su atención. Escuche el siguiente en la serie. El próximo lunes.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Ticker, ticker,
ticker.
For you, and now to stick around, because chances are we're going to play your favorite record before long.
Certainly. All right, at Radio Keene right now, we have time, friends, for just about one more recording here on our little get-together this afternoon. So, we're going to call on Miss Bonnie Guitar. Making Believe. Bonnie Guitar.
San Francisco, KYA, the personality station. From all the folks at Lee Brothers Supermarkets, thank you for the past wonderful year. Music, live, and direct from the House of Harvey, brought to you every Saturday afternoon
between the hours of 1 and 2, and again Saturday night between 8 and 9. Jack Pina and his 10 talented fingers plays for your dancing and dining enjoyment every night, Tuesdays through Saturdays, 9 until 1. So we'd sure like to invite you to come on out. Join Jack and the group, Jay Reynolds on vocals, of course. You can dine, dance, romance, and have a lot of fun in general. The food is just out of this world. The decor is beautiful, the atmosphere completely relaxed. All I need now is a big long mustache, huh? And I would be in business. Seriously, though, it's a lot of fun out here at the House of Harvey. Everyone does have a great deal of fun, and the least we can say is, come on out, look at it. Say hello to Harvey Vins, your host. And you're getting me all confused here, Jackson. It's the House of Harvey, located just a step off the East Shore Freeway towards the Oakland Municipal Airport. 320 Hagenberger Road isn't just another address. It's the address of the House of Harvey, Bay Area headquarters for relaxed living. And I'm just about ready to give up and go back to music. Remember, plenty of reservations still left for New Year's Eve. If you want to have a lot of fun with paper hats, Jack Pina, favors, noisemakers, Jack Pina, and more Jack Pina with Pepe Landeros, his violin, and his orchestra. Two full orchestras, New Year's Eve, then the House of Harvey is the place for you. Get your reservations in early, because there may not be very many left very soon. The House of Harvey, just a step off the East Shore Freeway towards the Oakland Airport, located at 320 Hagenberger Road, Bay Area headquarters for relaxed living. You know something else we didn't do, Jack?
What's that?
We didn't play Vince Kemp's request. I've got a crush on you.
No? Well, let's do it.
Do we have time, or should we just give him some incentive to come back next week?
Well, that's sure. Certainly sure.
Maybe we'll do that.
You is a wonderful tune. Let's do it.
Left for today. You've been listening to music direct and live from the House of Harvey, and it looks like Vince Kemp will have to come back next week to hear the conclusion of I've Got a Crush on You. Remember, it's 320 Hagenberger Road, the address of the House of Harvey, Bay Area headquarters for relaxed living. Come on out and enjoy the music of Jack Pina every Saturday afternoon between 1 and 5, music for your dancing and dining enjoyment, and again from 9 to 1 every night, Tuesdays through Saturdays, with Pepe Landeros here at the House of Harvey between Thursdays and Tuesdays. Continuous music, continuous dancing, and the best of enjoyment, 7 nights a week at the House of Harvey. Come on out now, enjoy the music of Jack Pina, have a lot of fun, say hello to Harvey Vins, your host. We'll sure enjoy seeing you. So until next week at the same time, this is Jack Carnegie for Jack Pina, Harvey Vins, and all here at the House of Harvey saying so long and Merry Christmas.
San Francisco. 9:30 in the city on the Joe Conrad Show, and we're cooking with joy.